Manning takes the snap. Five-man pressure. Throws the back shoulder fade for Decker. Decker makes the catch!
Peyton Manning and the Denver offense have received plenty of press and attention this season, and rightfully so.
Snap, five-man pressure. He sits, he throws. He wants Stokely in the corner of the end zone. Stokely goes up, makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver!
They finished fourth in total offense, second in points per game, and broke some sort of team record practically each week. But teams win playoff games. Defensively, Jack Del Rio's group finished tied for second in the league's lead in sacks.
Quinn hit and pulled down back at the 27-yard line. That's Derek Wolfe.
And the coordinator was quick to point out the improvements he's seen since week one.
Tackling is first and foremost. You can't play good defense if you don't tackle. And, you know, some of the things we've done with technique in terms of shedding blocks and being able to stuff blocks and get off of blocks and show up at the ball, those have been instrumental in us having a chance to slow people down in the run game, make them throw the ball, where then we have some very talented pass rushers and some guys that can cover man-to-man, and it gives us a chance to get after people.
Quarterback sneak, the ball is free. I think the Broncos have the football.
52 sacks and 18 forced fumbles. Those are plays that can swing games and build confidence.
Just trust, you know, just trusting in your teammates, trusting in the job that you have to do, and, you know, just being together. I think those two things have allowed us to play a lot of good football, you know, not worrying about if this guy's going to be in this gap or this guy's going to be over top, you know, deep. You know, we're just all believing in each other.
But our defense has been outstanding all year. Our offense is fed off of our defense. I think that's one of the best things this team has done. If the offense was in a rut, defense picked us up. If the defense was bending a little bit, the offense picked them up. And so that's what you got to have, you know, to me as a team. And you know, like I said the other day, if we score a touchdown, I mean, Elvis and Wood, those guys are the first guys high-fiving us coming off the field, vice versa. When Vaughn gets a sack, I mean, you see Decker and Stokely, they're right there high-fiving them. That's been fun to be a part of that.
So everyone here should feel pretty good about themselves, right? Wrong. This week, as the players behind me wait to see who they're going to play next, they've been using the time to make more corrections because, as the coaching staff has pointed out, there's still plenty to fix.
It goes everywhere. You know, that's one thing our coaches don't allow us to do. They don't allow us to relax and let up. You know, we had every break we get, whether it's the bye week, this week, we watch stuff on our own, you know, that we did wrong. And, you know, we pick scabs and, you know, we make sure we understand what we did wrong and what we can't do.
I mean, we've done a lot of good things. You know, a lot of things show up on paper. But, you know, I think one thing we struggled with the last few weeks was finishing games. And, you know, I think we did a better job last week. We just got to grow from that. It can't be a one-week thing where we, you know, do pretty good against Kansas City and then, you know, we face some of these better teams in the playoffs. Games are going to be closer. You know, teams are going to be better. That's just how it is. And we got to make sure we play all 60 minutes.
From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.